Pakistan will send more aid to Ukraine to help with the humanitarian crisis. In a phone call on Tuesday, Pakistani Prime Minister and Ukraine's President agreed on the urgent need for a ceasefire and a resolution to the conflict through diplomacy. But as Western pressure mounts against the Russian invasion of Ukraine, South Asia's political dynamics are changing. At the UN General Assembly, 35 countries abstained from voting against Russia, including Bangladesh, India and Sri Lanka. Just hours before Russia attacked Ukraine, Prime Minister Imran Khan was in Moscow. A visit scheduled months in advance attracted both criticism and praise from opponents and supporters.
Mr. Prime Minister.
Pakistan wants to enhance bilateral ties, including building a pipeline to import Russian gas. While progress on that remains slow, President Vladimir Putin has signed a few other deals.
We are expanding our relationships, and it's always going to be a balancing act. I mean, China and America have their differences with each other, but they trade so intensely with each other. The quantums are absolutely mind-boggling.
Pakistan wants a bigger financial, diplomatic and strategic space in the region, but it also has a delicate balancing act between Russia and Western powers as it needs both regional relevance and economic partnerships.
In recent weeks, the Prime Minister lashed out at EU diplomats asking for public condemnation of Russia.
I ask these EU ambassadors if they wrote a similar letter to India. Our country's economy lost $100 billion. I ask, did you appreciate or acknowledge us? Are we your slaves that whatever you order, we must comply?
For Pakistan, the recent U.S. pullout from Afghanistan and China's economic diplomacy means its policies are no longer based on what the U.S. prefers.
Pakistan has felt a lot of pressure from the Western countries vis-a-vis the UN Security Council. So having a permanent member of the UN Security Council batting for Pakistan at the UN Security Council is great. The Western countries themselves are choosing to move away from Pakistan. Nobody asked President Biden to not call the Pakistani leadership. Nobody forced Western countries to lean towards India.
But government leaders here say it's not a pivot from old alliances, and relations cannot be mutually exclusive. They want both ties with Russia and a diplomatic solution to the war in Ukraine. Usama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.